Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
I'm a believer. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. I've worked out why I'm on a Neil Diamond jag. Bought loads of Neil Diamond CDs for like £1.29 on Music Magpie. Oh, by the way, when I do this voice, it's really annoying me. I get really annoyed when I do this voice, but I can't stop doing it. It really annoys me. Thinking about yesterday as the show was going on, I kept going, you know what gets me really angry? It's this voice. And I can't stop doing it. And as I was doing it yesterday, I thought, all right, okay, mental note, I'm doing that voice again. Don't do it again. Oh, suddenly I'm doing it again. And I can't stop doing it. And I'm driving home last night thinking, why are you doing that voice? What's that?
Do you know what's interesting?
Yeah.
That voice.
Yeah.
It's followed by that voice.
Yeah.
You're having an argument with yourself.
Well, the thing is, right, and now I'm thinking about it, I can't do it, which is good. So, but it'll just come out at some point, right? Is it really gets on my nerves doing that voice. I can't stop doing it. I don't know why. So if anyone's got any tips for stopping doing that voice. But so I'm buying loads of Neil Diamond CDs, including some from the 80s. Very, very dodgy time for Neil Diamond in the 80s and a lot of the 90s, actually. But buying some of his classic 70s albums. Man alive, the You Don't Bring Me Flowers Anymore album. What an album! The 0344-499-1000, the Late Night Alternative. I'm Ian Lee, that's Catherine Boyle.
Word.
You can call in about anything. The September Morn album. Dear God, it's marvellous. I'm glad you're here with me tonight. What a record! Serenade? Oh, that's a load of old crap. Serenade's this weird album where the songs are like 6 minutes long and he seems to have forgotten how to make a tune. He's got no tunes, right?
Is he just talking?
Well, it's very pretentious, right? Very pretentious. Then there's a weird song on there, right, called Reggae Strut, right? Reggae Strut, about 1979. Doesn't sound like reggae, but I'm going to play you a, it's an awful song. But listen, this is Neil Diamond, right, a white guy.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Here he goes. Chalky.
Some they do. Some they don't do.
Wish they wouldn't.
Some they won't do. Some won't even try. How are you to know? Well, you got to go and ask it. How are you going to ask it? Maybe you move it by.
This is a white Jewish guy from Brooklyn, isn't it?
Maybe you like to dance it.
Dance it.
Maybe you like to chance it. Maybe you like to try. Maybe lady do reggae strut. Maybe lady she do okay. Maybe lady do reggae making the hips way moving it okay.
That's something, isn't it?
Wow.
That's something. Anyway, so I'm listening to the You Don't Bring Me Flowers Anymore album today. It's a great album. I've forgotten how great. There's no stinkers on there. There's some weird ones, but there's no stinkers. The first song, American Popular Song, which is like this orchestral epic about American pop song, followed by Forever in Blue Jeans. What an opening two tracks to an album. But then there's this song, which I might play later, right? And as the intro, it's a song called Mothers and Daughters, Fathers and Sons. And the intro, it's a very... I mean, sorry, guys. This is a bit of therapy for me tonight. Let me just... The intro is a really... I haven't heard this album in about 35 years. 33 years. My dad used to play this stuff in the car all the time, man. Suddenly this song started. Oh, listen to this menacing intro. This is menacing. Isn't it? Isn't that dark? And so they came. And it starts on the word and. But it's dark. And I was driving and it hit me and suddenly something happened in my brain, right, that I can't explain. This is only music can do this. I would say the only two things that can do this, prepared to hear other examples, but I don't think there can be any. The only two things that can do, that can have this kind of reaction and join these dots in the brain, music and smells. That's it. Maybe touch, maybe
taste.
No, I don't think so. Not in the same way. Not in the same way, to a certain extent, but music and smells. But this, so this song starts and suddenly I'm like, whoa, it got a little bit trippy and a bit psychedelic. And I heard that intro and I thought, I've got to hear that again. And I played that intro for like 10, 15 times. And then I let the song play. And then halfway through, I just burst into tears. I was driving and I burst into tears. And I was coming down the M1. I was thinking, what is this? Where has this come from? And suddenly it all made sense. My dad was a huge Neil Diamond fan. When we had him buried, my sister and I selected, my stepmom very kindly said to my sister and I, do you want to choose the music for when he's brought into the chapel? Which I thought was an amazing, we hadn't seen him for years. I thought that was an amazingly generous thing for her to do. So me and my sister chatted and we came up with Hello Again by Neil Diamond, right? Which is a song I can never listen to now, because I can't listen to it. And so there's kind of, you know, my mum and dad in the 80s used to go out and see Neil Diamond. It was a big thing. I remember going to stay with Mick and May's parents when they went, all four of them went out to see the jazz singer at the cinema, doing that voice again. So I just can't stop doing it. I hate that voice because it's this affectation that's become part of me now.
But it's the voice. But it's the voice that tells that voice off. I like
that voice, but I don't like the other voice. It's an affectation I think I was putting on, and now it's locked in. Like when I say mate, right? When I say mate, and I mean it genuinely. But it started off when I was 16 in the lower sixth, fifth form lower sixth. We would all say mate ironically because the young guy in ABC Music, the guitar shop on the Farnham Road in Slough, whenever you went in, would always go, "All right, mate, can I help you?" And we thought that was hilarious. So we'd all just go around going, "All right, mate. Gonna help you," and we'd all just say "mate" all the time. But then after a while, it became part of my vocabulary, and now I use it all the time. Why am I telling you this? None of this matters. None of this matters. That's the thing. None of this matters. All someone tweeted me the other day. Your show is just filler. I was like, but all radio is filler, isn't it? And you can have it filled with hate and with anger and with Muslims and with this Brexit group that have come up with no plan. We can have it. You can fill it with that, or you can fill it with a bloke who's potentially on the edge of another nervous breakdown, reminiscing about the guy in ABC Guitars on the Farnham Road in Slough who used to say "mate." Which would you prefer? I know what I'd prefer.
Yeah, me too, mate.
But unfortunately, we're working, so we can't listen to that. So we have to listen to this rubbish that your license fee is paying for. So I'm buying all this Neil Diamond stuff because, Catherine, when I have phases. For a while, it was Dylan. Then it was, I don't know what it was afterwards. Then it was McCartney, and now it's Neil Diamond, where I just go and buy everything that I can. I don't listen to all of it, but I listen to a lot of it, and then I get, then I move on to the next thing.
It was Dylan, then it was country music.
No, I don't think it was.
Well, there was a country music phase.
No.
Yep.
No, 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 no. Mm-hmm. You're speaking, that's fake news. It's fake news. There it is again. So 03444991000 is the telephone number. So so this diamond stuff, I'm guessing, is in some way connecting with my dad, who died like 5 years ago now, I think. Five and a half years ago, and I don't know why, and I guess it's because of the divorce is going through. That's happening. That's happening, guys. That's coming very, very soon. And I'd like to talk to my dad about me getting divorced, and I'd like to talk to my dad about the reasons that, you know, some of the reasons behind the divorce, that after 2 years of living in a room, in a self-imposed kind of exile from life, I'm now living in a beautiful house that I can't afford at the moment. I will be able to afford a bit better next year, but I can't afford. And I'm starting to rediscover what it's like to be me. That's what I'm doing. And you've seen it because you've come around the house and you've seen me kind of, you know, happy there. And I'm starting to rediscover myself. And I want to share this with my mum and my dad, I guess. And my mum's too ill to really be aware of it. And my dad's dead, you know. So I was listening to this Neil Diamond song. And I'll play it later. It's a great song. It won't mean anything to you. And a lot of you think, oh, that's a crappy song. But it's just nice. And it just reminds me of, I don't know, being 10, 11, 12 when everything was all right. And just driving down the M1, just burst into tears. Just floods of tears. Very, very strange. And I was driving to Willesden because I was buying off of Gumtree. You know, Gumtree. It's like Freecycle, but you've got to pay. I was buying some bedside cabinets because I haven't got any bedside cabinets. And bedside cabinets are so bloody expensive. They're like 60 quid each for cheap ones. So I've been looking on eBay and they've been going for like 60 quid each. Cheap ones. And then I found this set on Gumtree in North London, about an hour away from where I live, about 40, 50 minutes, an hour away from work. I thought, well, I'll go. So I went and I met this lovely woman and she was selling them for 40 quid the pair. And I got there and they were a little bit tattier than I wanted. And I opened them and the shelf had fallen down because the pegs weren't there. And I went, ah, I'm going to pass. She went, oh. I said, yeah, they're just a little bit tattier, then I'm going to pass. And she said, oh, you could offer me £30. I went, yeah, okay. So she was haggling for me. That voice again.
She wanted him out.
She was haggling for me. I can't haggle. And I kind of thought 40 quid, you know what? Buy cheap, buy twice. I might as well just buy an expensive pair. Then when she said, there's like a pause, about 10 seconds silence. You could offer me £30.
Well, but you weren't doing a bargain. You actually didn't want them.
No, I think you've
misunderstood what haggling is.
I think we both have. Both people involved in that deal did not understand the concept of haggling. She was going down on me. That's a little joke there for the dads. A little bit blue for the dads.
And some of the mums.
Some of the mums as well. 03444991000 is the telephone number. That might sound like a random and inconsequential opening gambit, opening monologue for a show. Sure, you stack that up side by side next to, I don't know, James O'Brien monologue, opening monologue at 10 o'clock in the morning. No comparison. His will destroy me. You stand that up next to Stephen Nolan opening monologue. There's no comparison. The facts, the weights, the details. Of course, they're going to thrash me. But neither of those gentlemen, neither of them, will have exposed as much of their broken and fragile souls as I just did. Bear that in mind, Catherine.
I was going to say Roberto Peroni's quite good at it as well, but he writes it out word for word.
That's cheating.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
After hours amusement for anarchists, air hostesses and jet-lagged Antipodeans.
Good night, Cobbers. Can I crash on your floor?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Good evening, David!
Hi, Ian. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you okay, David. What would you like to say to the audience of the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio tonight on this holiest of nights as we celebrate Jesus?
Okay. Well, it was more to do with your point about the, you know, you were saying about the sense of, like when you smell something or when you hear a certain type of music.
Yes.
It brings you back and it made you feel emotional, etc.
Yes.
I've experienced that quite a lot myself, actually, in similar circumstances to yourself. I have a kind of theory. I don't know if this is going to sound a bit strange. I don't think, well, for me anyway, that this, when you smell something, like even like an ex-girlfriend's perfume or something that you haven't smelled for years,
I wonder where that was going to go.
It's not like, I don't think it reminds, it doesn't remind me. It's suddenly, for a split second, I'm transported back.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's a weird feeling.
It's time travel, man. Exactly I smell white musk. I'm in Kerry's bedroom again 28 years ago. I'm in Kerry's bedroom 28 years ago. I'm there. I can see
exactly.
Everything. I'm there.
And that's why we start crying, because we're not there anymore.
Yeah, we go back in time. I don't want to do the phone in what smells work for you. We might do that after midnight, because it's a good one. But go on then. What is the smell for you that takes you somewhere?
To be honest, there's many. Like, I've got a similar one for, like, a certain, like, my mum used to put on this like hand cream and it had quite a strong smell. My mum passed away. I'm going to smell it suddenly, like if somebody's wearing it. Just bizarrely, I'm like, for a second, my mind goes back.
Yeah.
It's like you remember how you felt when you were that age.
Hand cream.
Hand cream
isn't as popular as it used to be, is it? Mums were always putting hand cream on.
You know why?
Go on.
Dishwashers.
Oh, well, I suppose so. Yeah, I suppose so. But the dishwasher industry killed the hand cream industry, David. That's what we've learnt so far from tonight's show. Where the hell are you, man?
I'm at Hammersmith Station.
Oh, it sounds like it. Outrageous.
Yeah. But that was really my only point. I told you, you're the first person that's ever said it to me. When you said it really resonated.
Yeah.
It's something about that time travel moment.
Yeah.
Or even cut grass and remember playing football or rugby, cricket at school,
yeah,
for 10 minutes, for a second, you think you're young again. But I don't think you're actually remembering how you felt. I don't know if you actually are remembering exactly how you felt at that time in your life, or it's just a brain thing. I don't know. I never can work that out.
David, we need to conduct more experiments. Thank you for your call. This is what they need to do, because they're doing experiments, as we know. Going into that voice again. They're doing experiments. Scientists are currently doing experiments on time travel. We know that that's happening. And I bet they're investing in a lot of, like, millions, billions of dollars worth of electronic equipment, electromagnetic spirogizers, polarity reversers, Doppelflanger, bell cheeses, all of these things, right? And what they shouldn't. What they should do is they should just get a nice comfy chair and put smells around the chair. Like, for that guy, it'll be his mum's hand cream and cut grass. For me, a bit of white musk. It would be a bit of incense. It would be petrichor. All of these things. And then spin the chair faster than the speed of light. And then you time travel. I think that's the way forward. It makes sense to me. Does it make sense to you, Matt?
Makes sense, Ian.
It does make sense. Yeah, I'm really good now that you've backed up my science. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What have you got for us, Matt?
Hi, Kath.
Hello.
Jesus. Hi. I just got a cool little story about Neil Diamond.
Here we go. I'm always up for cool little stories about Neil Diamond.
I was serving in the Royal Navy some years ago, and I was wearing my nice little white sailor outfit on a shore in Boston, Boston, Massachusetts, and had a few jars of ale, as you do, and there was just the two of us, and we'd lost the rest of them, and we were walking, stumbling along the pavement, and a gentleman approached me and said, "Excuse me, sailor, your shoelace is undone," and I looked up and it was Neil Diamond.
Shut the front door!
I didn't have a camera or a pen or anything, so as a souvenir, I asked him to tie my shoelace and he did.
No, shut up, man. Now you're making this up.
Oh, no, it's genuine. How cool's that?
I'm waiting for the punchline. Give me the punchline.
That's it.
Right. You're walking down the street in your sexy sailor gear.
Yeah.
A man comes out of the shadows and says, "Excuse me, sailor, your shoelace isn't done." You look up, see it's Neil Diamond, and then how do you ask Neil Diamond to do your shoelace up?
Well, we didn't have a camera. I wanted to get a pen, an autograph off him, and I had no way of, you know, to make a memory of this.
So you made him your slave?
I asked him, and he agreed, and he got down on one knee and tied my shoelace.
That's the best story ever.
He's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy, Kath. There's your video. Put that out on the social medias. That's your video. That's going to go viral tomorrow, Matt. Thank you.
Okay, mate.
Thanks, man. Best call ever. Call the show off. We cannot beat Neil Diamond tying a sailor's shoelace. We can't beat that. That's it. We're done. We're finished. Game over. Goodbye. Desperately trying to think of a Neil Diamond song with like the word tie in it. And I can't. That would have been the punchline. Would have been the tie. Oh man. Anyway, and that's a great call. But what? How would you go? "Excuse me, silly. Your shoelace is undone." "Oh, bloody hell, it's Neil Diamond. I haven't got a pen. Would you tie it for me?" Be my honour to thank those who served. "Thank you for your service." He's down there.
Wow.
He's down there doing it. And he looks up. "Thank you for your service."
Wow.
"Hey, Neil, why are you down there, mate?" "Hey, that's a step too far. But for your service."
Oh, stop it now. Come on.
I'm not, just for legal reasons, I'm not in any way saying Neil Diamond gave pleasure orally to sailors on a regular basis. Not on a regular basis. It's a one-off, once-in-a-lifetime offer. Neil Diamond.
Oh, wow, no.
Yep.
I mean...
Let's go to Dan.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Kath. How are you two this evening? Oh, I'm not going to ask you, actually, because you don't like that.
You did ask, and then you answered, and then you just said you weren't going to... You retracted it.
And you know what I've written in capital letters right here? I've written, "Don't ask how they are." No, that was real that I wrote on.
Oh.
And you know, I messed up. That's okay. I'm a long-time listener and a first-time caller.
Yes,
and
buddy.
I thought... It was about time I stopped leeching off the show and actually contributed.
Here we go. This is great. I've got to say thank you to everyone. This show is funded, of course, by your licence fee. This is Britain's most listened to late-night phone-in show. And now Dan, at long last, is pulling his weight He's got some stones and he's picked up the phones and he's pulling his weight. Let's get Dan's contribution. Here we go, Dan.
Your little pebbles.
Yes.
Hey, Ian. Okay, so two things. Firstly, I want to say, on a completely off topic, it's a boring one, but you have really, really helped me in the last year to totally change the way I judge people in that I don't do it as much now. And I can say I'm someone who suffers a lot with anxiety. And, you know, the less I've been judging other people, the more I've been accepting myself. Okay. So I want to say I really put that down to you and the show. I've learned a lot night after night. So thank you very much.
Okay. Well, can I give you some advice?
Oh, yeah. Go on.
Man up, Snowflake. Man up, you pussy. What the hell is this? What the hell is this rubbish? Man up, boy.
Okay. Okay. I've got something better for you then.
Okay. Go on then. Thanks, man.
Okay. So I want to tell you of one of my diseases. Well, it's an illness. Yeah, it's a quirky one, though.
Yeah.
And I'm not making light of it. It's actually, you know, been an issue for a long time. And it's no joke, and it's three words, and it's called sexually induced sneezing.
Here we go, mate. You're one of the SISs, which I've heard so much about, but it's great. It's a pleasure to speak to someone. Tell me about it, man. What happens?
Okay, so there's two forms of it. The more severe one is that when you are being romantic, it encourages you to sneeze, which obviously has its own issues. Or not, I don't know. It could be a positive thing, depending on how you look at it. The other side of it, though, which is me, is that if you need to sneeze and you have a romantic thought, it makes you sneeze on the thought. Does that make sense?
Well, okay, so it's not... So is it if you're having intercourse, you're sneezing everywhere?
That's one form. Okay. Unfortunately, I don't have that.
Oh, so you're just, if you think... Oh, I'd like to touch a lady or a gentleman. I don't know your preference. I'd like to touch somebody's bottom. That would make you sneeze.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
So the reasoning for it is...
So if you walk, if you're in a room and you fancy someone, you're just going to be sneezing all over the place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unlucky, dude.
Yeah, I know. It is. But the worst part about it was... I read from research online, which is sketchy at best, that it's actually hereditary and passed down, it's believed. So I did the naive step of asking my mum, "Mum, you know, I experienced this. Do you experience this?"
Yes.
And she was like, no, not at all. It was, the conversation was done.
Oh.
A couple of days later, I was just in the living room and I sneezed.
With your mum?
My mum was in the room, and I looked over at her, and she looked at me, and I thought, you know, I shouldn't have told you that. I should not have told you that.
So you want to have sex with your mum?
I think you're reading between the lines.
I'm just trying to deconstruct your sick mind.
I know, yeah, it did sound that way, didn't it?
Yeah.
It did sound that way. The reason for it, if you're interested, I don't know if you are or not, but I'll carry on until you cut me off.
Okay.
They think it could be one of two things. One, which sounds more plausible, is that, you know, neurons in the brain or whatever, it just, the parts that are linked to those, like, sexual desires are also linked to sneezing.
Yeah.
And the other
is
one...
Is it not a blood pressure thing? I would have thought blood pressure... But that's bonus.
Yeah. That makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah.
Kathy's giving me a dirty look. Why are you saying that? Why are you giving me a dirty look and then I'll explain it better? It's obvious, blood pressure.
You said under your breath, blood pressure. Oh, no, that's...
No, but you gave me a dirty look at blood pressure. Blood pressure, because you see someone attractive, and it's not happening now, and your heart... goes boom-boody-boom-boody-boom-boody-boom-boody-boom-boody-boom-boody-boom-boody-boom-boom. Goodness gracious. I just thought that might put pressure on your nasal cavities or something.
And that's apparently another theory behind it is that there's a little bit of erectile tissue in the nose that when you have them feelings,
I've heard that.
It increases a little, just a tiny bit, but enough to make you then sneeze.
I've heard
that. So, like, your nose could, you know, have an erection, I guess.
You could get an instead of a boner, a noser, a nona, a nose boner. Yeah.
And or maybe they just call it a Pinocchio, I don't know.
So is a sneeze your nose ejaculating?
Oh, maybe. You know, and I don't wear protection.
Always put a nose dom on.
Tissue.
Always.
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry. I didn't listen in school, Ian.
Kath is really... do you not find this fascinating?
Well, as someone who sneezes all the time, I'm wondering why I'm missing out on the fun part.
Oh, it's the best, Kath. Honestly, it really, honestly, it makes my day. It's like, I'll always be smiling after.
Dan, you're a dirty, dirty boy, but thank you very much indeed. This is the Late Night Alternative. Pat, George, Caddick, stay there, come to you in a bit. Weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
The Late Night Lip Service for lovers, loners and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.